starve your fears.
98.5 KYGO. I'm Kelly Ford. It's Friday. I made everybody leave the room so I wouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it. So, this is the big announcement. Today is my last day on the air at KYGO. I can do this. First of all, I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to say goodbye. And I think that really illustrates what a class act Bob Call and KYGO, I got it, and Lincoln Financial Media are and will always be. At first I thought, you know what, I'm going to make this quick and dirty because people don't really care. But hey, I doubt I'll ever be someplace 20 years again. And what are they going to do? I do want to say that this is a mutual decision between me and KYGO. I think it's time for both of us to make a change. "20 years is an awesome run. That's longer than most marriages. You know that." And to quote Montgomery Gentry, "I feel like it's really something to be proud of. I will value the relationships I've made with people inside this building, new and old, and the connections I've made with you who've listened in any, all, or part of that 20 years. I really feel like I've been so lucky to work with talented and creative people on air and off. In fact, my on-air partnerships have lasted more than most marriages, at least most of them. 10 years with Sandy Travis, the legendary mountain man who was such a character and so smart." Hold on. I should have brought tissues. "I learned a ton from him. Chuck Leary, who is a total pro for 7 years. We were the Waking Crew. Creative Jonathan Wild for 9 years. Funny Mudflap for 10. Legendary CBS4 weatherman Ed Green for 12. We made an awesome team. That was a magical time in my professional life, and I love and miss Jonathan and Mudflap. I wasn't with JoJo and Ryder for as long, but I have tremendous respect for their talents." Hold on, I gotta blow. "A few other really special people: Melissa Bunting, Ford's Friday Follies partner and yay-sayer Dan McGowan, multi-talented and hilarious Amanda Valentine, my girls Jenny D and Monica Turner, Alicia Scott, who's a ball of positive energy and a ray of sunshine when she walks in every single day, Simone Cycli and Chuck Clark, amazing writers who actually made the news interesting, and John Morrissey's, who's pretty much been here that whole 20 years in some form or fashion. We got the Irish bond, bro, and the love of bourbon. And couldn't forget Dick Dillon, who has passed. Dick Dillon, Chuck, and Sandy, the original Waking Crew. Behind the scenes, I know I'm going to miss somebody here, but Jeanette Manos, Randy Widener, Tom Green, Rachel and Judy, and Hillary and Diane and Gary and Olaf, all people who, like probably at the office you work at, make life easier for you. You and me and them, you guys, we've laughed our asses off together. We partied our asses off together. We cried about tragedy together. Too many times it's hit Denver, and we cried about personal lives, yours and mine, gotten mad at each other and hopefully forgiven each other, and bonded together because of our love for country music and all it stands for. We've also come together during those 20 years to help people who needed it. There's so many things I'll never forget about my time here. One was raising the money to rebuild the Columbine High School library. I felt like we all really helped each other heal. I'm such a wuss. But my proudest moment was pulling off the human Valentine for the troops at the Bronco Stadium in 2007. We got 1,000 of you guys together on a snowy, freezing cold day to form an American flag in the shape of a heart to send to the troops via the Armed Forces Network. And now Sharon Magnus Blake and Ernie Blake won't have to run when they see me coming because they think I'm going to ask them for money. It was their donation that really made that human Valentine happen. So a big thank you to them for their support of that and the Denver Rescue Mission Feed the Need Radiothon every single year. All right. Thanks for staying with me. remember, what are they going to do? I really want to name some of the KYGO listeners who've meant a lot to me. And this can take a bit, but I really tried to go down and tried to remember people that I've had connections with. And I'm sorry if I'm missing you. Paul, who calls me every morning at 5:15. Karen and Gina, who call me many, many times every morning. Sean and Cindy and Brenton and Tony Moguez and Chantel Cooley and Blair Wolf and Nikki Tegmansi and Amanda Green, Kim Metcalf Parker, Mike Gowell, Elena Archuleta Dunn, Laresha Seeley, Janelle Duke, Matt Sutton, Arthur Rose, Aileen Ross, Laura McGuire, my buddy Justin Whitcomb, Andrew Cerna, English Claire, Monica Clem Phillips, Laura Cameron, Rod Blumenshine, Donna Carroll, Jackie Arnold, Bray Pear, Elliot Lee, Dana Harper, Daniel Garcia, Julie McCready, Lisa Alfisi, you guys, there are so many more. Kimberly Burley Bridgers, you are a freak. A lot of listeners have my cell phone numbers. Justin's one of them. The Hartso Sisters, Haley Sears, Trevor Rasmussen, Jason Pratt, Jeff Drobny, Cheryl Humbert, Teresa Bajoric, Rose Leonardo, Beverly Purnell, all people who really mean the world to me. I was out at the Wrangler Remote Saturday and a couple I'd never met came up to me, and because I've been processing all this, it really made me cry. That was the first, and I thought it would be the last, but I woke up with you guys, ate breakfast with you, even showered with some of you. That was really special. But what I'm trying to say here is that this KYGO thing kind of mattered to me, and I hope in some ways it mattered to you. Almost finished. Wait for it. Special thanks to my three bosses over that 20 years, John St. John, Joel Burke, and John Thomas. All great leaders and encouragers in different ways. And thanks to my little buddy and my best friend here at the station, Garrett Dahl. People would always say, do you two have something going on? And I'd say, what? Garrett? He's like a brother to me. The only constant is change everywhere and always. And there's been some changes here in the past few years, but the world has also changed dramatically. I know you're going to embrace whoever comes in next, because here's the most important part. I believe in the power of live and local radio. I believe in real, compelling personalities who connect with listeners authentically and create a community and a tribe that people are passionate about. And you can't get that from your iPod. I won't be on the air every morning, but you'll still hear my voice here, because through the end of the year, I want to continue to support KYGO and the clients who've meant a lot to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It really has been my honor and privilege to come into your lives every morning. And when I told my daughter I was leaving KYGO, she put it in perspective. She looked really sad. And I said, what's wrong, sweetie? And she said, does this mean I don't get to meet Taylor Swift again? So there you go. I was like, no, you don't, you little missy. So, and John, seriously, bro, we've done it a long time together, and we were 10 when we started.
Yes, we were.
We still got like some years.
You know, and I was thinking about, you know, when I started with Living, Loving, and Leaving songs at night, and doing the Christmas Crusade and the St. Jude telethons and the KYGO Country 4th when it was downtown at Auraria. You know, I've done close to 45,000 traffic reports. And I'm grateful. I am grateful and I'm thankful, because it's been a great run. I told myself I wasn't going to do this.
We're just a mess.
But, you know, looking back at the Rolling Radio Show, the Cactus Moon, the Stampede, the Grizzly Rose, and you know, I never thought I would ever, when I was 19, somebody would have looked at me and said, you're starting radio. I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to be at a station for 2 decades. Well, and you're going to be a big station, and it's going to be a legendary station. It's a big city. Will you consider that a success? And I would have said, absolutely. And at 57, I can look back and I can say it was a success, and it was a great career. It was the most beautiful part of my life.
For sure, man.
You know, it really was.
And you just made people wreck on I-25 because now their mascara is running.
I didn't do it, but I tell you what, we do have traffic problems, and I got to get to those. But I just want to say thank you for letting me go with you to work and wherever you went for the last 2 decades. Playing your requests and telling you what's wrong on the highways. And I hope you don't get any big backups on Tuesday when the new crew's here. And it's going to be fun. Join us on Tuesday because it's going to be fun. But if you do get in a backup, you look at that car at the right because that's probably going to be me stuck right with you.
Really? I'll be in bed.
All right. Lucky you. Hey, listen, we've got some problems. I-70 eastbound at York. You got a crash there. You're backed up not only back to I-25, but also on I-25 getting on I-70. Westbound I-70 Colorado. There's a crash there as well, so we got several wrecks on our way. And don't forget, Taste of Colorado downtown this weekend. That's traffic. I'm John Morrissey, 98.5 KYGO.